Now, the trade dispute between New Zealand and Canada is ramping up. It was ruled in September that Canada did in fact break the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement by effectively blocking access for our dairy industry to upscale its exports. Canada has refused to comply with the deadline that was set, May the 1st, by which it needed to change its tariff quotas that could prioritise their own produce. The trade minister says New Zealand's not going to be backing down, and he's taking advice on next steps. Axe trade spokesperson Dr. Parmjeet Palmer is with us now. Hey, Parmjeet.
Hi, Heather.
Have you heard anything from Canada about this?
No. It's actually quite disappointing to see that Canada is not able to live up to their end of the deal.
So we have no idea why they've breached why they failed to comply by the deadline?
No, at this stage, I don't have that information. But what I would say is that the panel ruling came in September 2023, so they have had enough time. And not to comply is quite disappointing and also quite disrespectful. And we cannot let anybody take New Zealand so lightly when it comes to trade deals.
Too right. What are we going to do?
So I would say that we should have all options on the table. And it is really important that we understand why Canada doesn't want to comply. And if Canada doesn't want to comply, as I said in my press release, and maybe there needs to be more discussions about if Canada really wants to be in this trade deal.
What are the options that are available to us? Like, what's the strongest thing we could do?
The strongest deal would be actually to see that Canada is not part of this deal, because at the moment they are not complying and we have already lost around $120 million over 3 years. And the hope that we gave to our farmers, our dairy sector, through this trade deal, we are not able to deliver only because Canada is not complying.
So the worst case scenario for Canada is we kick them out of the TPP?
That would be the last or the ultimate consequence. But as I said, we need to have all options on the table and we need to act on this really soon.
Okay, I see Todd McClay's put out a statement saying that Canada still has time to honour its obligations to New Zealand, both in the spirit and the substance of the agreement. So does that mean that you're hoping that the threat of doing something will force them to change their mind?
So I also see that the minister is seeking some advice as well at the same time. But what I'm saying is that it's important that we send a message to the international community that when it comes to free trade agreements, New Zealand doesn't take our free trade agreements lightly.
Yeah, Parmjeet, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. That's Dr. Parmjeet Palmer, ACT Trade spokesperson.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.